Hey there, chocolate lovers. If you'd like to watch the video version of this podcast, you can find it on our Craft Chocolate TV YouTube channel.
Yeah, genetics has always been a very confusing topic in cacao. Even now, after doing it for 13 years, it's something that I dance around. And we're in our orchard here, and everything is a combination of populations and hybrids that you've created.
The majority of what we have are like directly bred deliberate hybrids, but we do maintain a lot of the pure strains. I mean, these criollos are here. I think we have five varieties of ancient criollo, and just to add to this, we're not kind of speculating about what we have. So everything we have, every parent and every single line has been genotyped by like the most modern methods. And so we know what we have.
So now that we have all these interesting genetics here,
right?
What is the point in having them here? Why are we doing these crosses? Why are we planting out all these different specific seedlings that came from unique populations? Why would we want to do that as chocolate makers?
Other than being a cacao geek?
Yes.
We're lucky enough to be in this, what, most distant archipelago in the world from any continental mass. And as of yet, knock on wood, we do not have any of the typical cacao diseases, right? And so cacao was introduced here in the mid-1800s. We have the ability to grow varieties like Criollo that are no longer viable for farmers throughout the world. We are not focused on industrial things like seed size. We're focused on flavor. And of course, we have to have a degree of productivity, right? Just because of the costs associated with the land, with people working on the farm. So beyond collecting and preserving things, which absolutely is part of our mission, is the ability to create flavors that really nobody else has the opportunity to do. And then by hybridizing these different varieties is kind of creating a custom palette of flavors that, I don't know, it's kind of what we're about.
Yes, I would say in the next, now that we have a few acres planted out and starting to produce, in the next couple of years of fermentation and isolating ferments, we're going to find out some really interesting facts on what things taste like here with genetics that we can also test in other parts of Hawaii that you've got planted on your farm on Maui.
Right.
So we're about to learn a lot.
Well, that's the final thing, right? Is this whole, we want to explore this terroir effect, and Hawaii is like a perfect testing ground, right? So we have this farm on Maui that I helped develop for Maui Kuia that is probably the hottest, driest, most intense site for a cacao farm that I know of. Here we have kind of a mesic, kind of it's cloudier, cooler, still bright, bit more rain, and we are growing the exact same varieties in those two sites. And then we have a great friend, Colin, who lives outside of the wettest city in the United States, Hilo. So the exact opposite, cool, insanely wet. And so when we make single variety chocolates from these three sites, kind of like small, medium, large, or, you know,
we're going to prove or disprove something that has been talked about for a very long time, and no one's actually put any paper out on it, have they?
That's pretty hard to nail down.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed the podcast, we'd appreciate if you subscribe and give a review. This helps other chocolate lovers like yourself discover the podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.